We're very pleased to welcome Jan Hocking, who's leading our worship this morning. It's her first time here. If we're kind and nice to her, she might come again, so it's up to you, really. But Jan's here. Husband Martin is here as well, and is taking part in the service. Is there anything else we need to say? No? Okay.
Well, it's lovely to be with you, and good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the service. So it's a joy for Martin and I to come a long way, but it's wonderful. Already we feel welcome. It's lovely. So Martin, he has a private chiropractic practice, and I am studying in my fourth year with the Congregational Federation, and I'm to be ordained in September as a church minister and a hospital chaplain. Oh, that's good fun. That's following my studies. I'm looking forward to it. Yes. So now let us open with a prayer, and it's going to be followed by our communal call to worship. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for bringing us all together in your house. Bless those who wanted to join with us, but for whatever reason are unable to do so. We thank you for your love, which we are going to focus on. Please open our hearts and minds, Lord, as we come to worship you, to receive your message of love. And we ask you to open our spirits to be transformed by your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, let us have the communal call to worship. Gracious God, you have shown your love for us in Jesus. We rejoice in him and wonder at your love. We come together to celebrate all that he taught and did in his earthly life.
We rejoice in him and
wonder at your love. Jesus said he receives all who come to him.
We rejoice in him and wonder at your love.
We give thanks for his life of love and service and for his sacrificial death on the cross.
We rejoice in him and wonder at your love.
We're going to sing our first hymn, 449. Love divine, all loves excelling. Hymn number 449. Checking, any little ones here today? No. Well, I did have something rather lovely. Do you want to have a look at it?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. No matter what, you are loved. Wow, isn't that wonderful? No matter where you come from or where you start your day, you're important. You are loved in each and every way. So you've got people up a mountain, people coming on a truck, on a boat, way up a hill in the heat, flying over the hills, wherever you come from. We've come not from all those places, but all the way from Shrewsbury. So it's lovely to be here, and we feel love too. Yeah, there's love in this church and feel it. No matter what your family's like, with one parent or two, with siblings, friends or carers, they're all people who love you. And so there's all these lovely pictures, which I would have gone into a little more, but quickly moving on. No matter just how small you are, there they are among all the people's shoes and legs. They don't see very much but that. Maybe a little dog or a bee on a flower. Little pussycat walking by. Whatever. If you feel you're not heard, you're special and deserve to know you're loved no matter what. So, I mean, that's just a quick fly through. And the children, I was going to ask them, could they please draw somebody who they really love? Could be the pet, the mum, the nan, teacher, carer. And I was going to look at it afterwards. But not to worry, you never know. You might be here another time. So, the introduction to my message is this. How many of you are familiar with the Andy Williams song, Love Story? Anybody know it? Yes, top marks. Yeah, not many, but one or two. Oh, yes. And the first line of the song goes, where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be? And that, my friends, is my quandary. Where do I begin to tell the story of how great the greatest love ever can be? While we cannot grasp or fathom God in all his glory, we can learn and we can love what he has revealed about himself to us. Now we gather together as God's people, united by a common purpose, to seek understanding, to grow in faith, and to experience the transformative power and heartbeat of God's love. Wow. And our journey today will lead us to the very heart of the gospel, to the very essence, and indeed the heartbeat of our faith, and to the cornerstone of our belief, as we focus on the amazing message that we have, that God's love is for us. He loves us. Wow. And the love of God, by which I mean the three in one Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, is a concept so profound, so vast, and so beautiful. And it's a love that's unconditional, unchanging, and it is freely given to us. Now, it's a love not based on our performance, our worthiness, or our ability to reciprocate. It's a love that is solely based on who God is. A God who is love, the essence of love. God is love. Simple, but profound. And my approach to unpacking God's love is for us to consider four characteristics which will help us and give us a glimpse of the depth, the breadth, the height of the love of God. But before we unpack these, we're going to sing our next hymn, which affirms God's wonderful love for us, a fact that it never ceases. Hymn 452, Loved with Everlasting Love. Hymn 452.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to our service this morning. It's lovely to see so many happy, smiling faces. And if you're visiting or here for the first time, an especially warm welcome to you. And we do thank you for joining us this morning for your Sunday worship. It's especially warm welcome to Dr. Jan Hocking and Martin. It's good that you've travelled here to be with us today, and we do look forward to sharing our time with you together today. So thank you so much. Thank you. Before I move on to the general news, I have the sad news to share today of the death of Lena Cummings. Many of you will not know Lena. Sadly, she hasn't been with us in church for a few years due to her frailty and ill health. Sadly, Lena died in Rosewood Manor on Wednesday evening, where she'd lived for the last, quite happily, I think, for the last couple of years. So we do pray that Lena is at peace and at rest in God's loving arms. And we pray especially for Bruce, her son, and Leslie, her daughter, and for all the family at this time. You will see the funeral arrangements have already been agreed, and I have written them on the bottom of the pew slip. So it will be a committal at Great Glen on the 20th of this month, followed by a service of thanksgiving here at the church at 12:30 on that day, and Reverend Jackie Gavin will lead that service for us. So thank you. The general news are really as are on the pew slip, but a reminder that it is the church meeting at 7:30 on Wednesday, and as the AGM of the church and elections are approaching, please do encourage you to be part of that meeting. On the back of the pew slip, you will see the notice about next Saturday, which is big event in our yearly calendar, the Christian Aid Big Brekkie, and that will be accompanied by a family event, perhaps on the steps, perhaps in the hall, depending on the weather and depending how things go. So please do come along and support that. It's usually, sadly I won't be here, but I missed it last year, but it's usually a wonderful occasion with a wonderful breakfast. So do come along, and really good that we can support Christian Aid in the way that we do. Sharon is here today, Jenny is here today, Nikki's here today. They're all people that would gladly accept offers of support for the day, so please have a chat with them if you've not already done so. The contact deadline, I can't believe how soon this deadline comes along. Maureen's agreeing. The contact deadline is next Sunday, so anything that needs to go in contact needs to be with Liz and with Richard by next Sunday. Rotas, articles, anything at all, please let them have it as soon as possible. We will be celebrating communion later in the service, and I have put a little note on the pew slip, but at the last church meeting, we agreed that from now on, the communion elements will be alcohol and gluten free. And also, we do have some more manageable sized glasses. If anybody would prefer a larger glass, please, if you put your hand up when the stewards are serving the communion, then they will know to come to you with a more manageable glass. So hopefully that will help people a little bit to have that understanding of how we're moving on with things. Thank you so much for the offerings that you make this week and every week. Your generosity is overwhelming, and it's so wonderful that you are so supportive of God's work here in our church and in our community in Market Harborough, and also to our partner church in Targamore. So thank you so much for your offerings, and we pray as ever that God will guide the way that we use the money so generously given for his purpose in the best way that we possibly can. Refreshments will be held in the Jubilee Hall after the service, and please, if you can remember, do take your pew slip home. There's lots of useful information that you can reflect on and read again during the week, so please take them home. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Wow, what a busy church you are. It's wonderful. We have the reading, the first reading. I don't know who's going to read it, but thank you very much. John 3, 1 to 16.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God.
Thank you, that was lovely. We now come to our intercessions, and it's a joy to be leading them this morning. Please join with me when I say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Okay? So let us pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, as we bring you our biddings, dear Lord, on behalf of people and crucial issues in our world, your church, and especially in Market Harborough. We believe that just one touch from the King changes everything. You are Almighty, Lord God, and we come to you in faith that you will make yourself known to all those individuals in positions of power and leaders ruling in authority in this troubled world. May they respond to your touch, acting with integrity, pursuing peace and promoting justice and freedom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In a world scared and scarred by conflicts and misunderstandings, we pray for the gift of reconciliation. Heal the wounds of hatred and resentment that keep nations and individuals apart. Strengthen those peacemakers and envoys who work tirelessly for understanding and dialogue, such as the Flame International, who specialise taking teams out to trouble-torn areas of the world. Lord, increase the good work that is being done. Let your power of forgiveness and compassion continue to transform hearts and lead to lasting reconciliation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for our church leaders today. Grant them wisdom, humility, and courage to shepherd your people with love and compassion. May they faithfully use the authority you have bestowed upon them to guide the church in the path of truth and unity. May they be rock-like foundations, standing firm in the face of challenges. Bless them with the ability to discern your will and lead your people closer to you. Thank you, Lord, for our congregational headquarters staff and for all their commitment and effort. Please give strength, wisdom, and encouragement. We pray for your outpouring of your Holy Spirit and blessing on all who attend the upcoming May Assembly at Colchester next week. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We intercede for all the agencies such as Open Doors, Christian Aid, Oxfam, UNICEF, and TIFFIN dedicated to spreading the gospel, bringing salvation, hope, and physical care to many nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We intercede for your church here in Market Harbour, for other denominations, for our own congregational family. Lord, please grant peace, blessing, and unity, that there shall be a wholesome witness radiating Christ's life and gospel, so that many will be drawn to yourself and into your church family. Show us how we can be effective in sharing the gospel with incomers, with the schools, with those who are hungry, with those perhaps who are homeless. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now, we intercede for the needy people on our hearts. Lord, I pray for all those poorly people of this area. Lord, we pray you will comfort, strengthen, heal, and bless all those who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit, and those mourning in our fellowship. Give each one courage and hope at this time. If you would like to call out someone's name, feel free right now. And we ask that you will give strength and patience for those who are providing care. Hear all our prayers, Lord. And Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us conclude our intercessions this morning by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to sing again. Hymn 988. If I was playing the organ, that would be important to me. 98 is not 988. Anyway, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Now, this is a Salvation Army song. So clap, bang your tambourine, feel free to worship the Lord. Hymn 988. Wonderful. Yes. So we have our second reading, and it's Psalm 139. Thank you very much.
Psalm 139, verses 1 to 14. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the night become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created me, my utmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Now Martin is going to come and read. It's called The Father's Love Letter, and every bit of it is from Scripture, which makes it wonderful. Okay?
I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me, you live and move and have your being, for you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You are not a mistake, for all your ways, all your days are written in my book. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. I am the complete expression of love, and it is my desire to lavish my love on you. Every good gift you receive comes from my hand. I love you with an everlasting love, and I rejoice over you with singing. You are my treasured possession, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are broken-hearted, I am close to you. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. For in Jesus is my love for you revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. Nothing will ever separate you from my love. Amen.